Now I would like to introduce Ms. Sarah Dinger, who I've had the pleasure of working with, also from NC State. Come on up, Sarah.
And thank you all for coming. My name is Sarah Dinger, and I am a graduate student at State. I also teach agriculture, so happy National Teach Ag Day to everybody in the audience. And I'm here with Liz Driscoll. Unfortunately, our third partner in crime, Elizabeth Overcash, is stuck in Houston on her layover. But we are here today to celebrate the cultivation of group efficacy and positive science attitudes in middle school horticulture programs. So as Liz and Mary alluded, we are currently not meeting the demand in our industry. We don't have enough graduates and students interested in horticulture. And so we asked, where is that starting? And in the research, it's showing student interest decreases mostly during middle school. But we know that students who have a positive experience are more likely to pursue horticulture in both high school and beyond. Middle school students that work in group projects and are engaged in group STEM activities demonstrate more self-efficacy in STEM fields. And we also know through extensive research that middle school students who feel included and accepted by their peers and encouraged are more successful in academics. So how do we bring in that group team mentality? Liz and Elizabeth sat together and they said, we have all of these trends and issues. How do we create an engaging program that invites wondering and wandering for our middle school youth? And so Project Plants was born. And this program, they pitched it to Burroughs Welcome Fund, who has generously supported this program over the past 3 years. We've also received support from J.C. Ralston Arboretum and NC State University, along with 4-H. We've reached out into the community and developed a lot of community partnerships that also are trying to get middle school students engaged in science, specifically horticulture. So this is our home for Project Plants. This is the J.C. Ralston Arboretum. This is a 10.5-acre garden that's associated with NC State and is an awesome, awesome space for students to run and hide and crawl in all of the plants and climb the trees, much to the chagrin of the staff. But they have a great time. And in the second year of the program, we got funding for a specific space, the yurt, to be built. And this is for our educational programs at the university and at the Arboretum. And so students have this really awesome clubhouse that they can decorate and they can invest in the gardens around the yurt. And it's a really interesting space. So our program, again, is 3 years. We're in our third year. The first year, we started with 11 campers. And then throughout the year, they met monthly for a monthly meeting 2 hours after school. So we started with 11, 6 to 7 students were continuing in the program. 2016, the program grew. We have 19 campers, and we had weekly after-school programs. So our lovely bus driver would go to around 10 different middle schools across the county and pick up these students every Tuesday for 2 hours, and they'd come to the yurt, and we'd have fun in the gardens and doing work. We just started our third year of the program. We had a successful camp, again, 19 campers. And this year, our model is shifting to have science Saturday academies. Middle school students are so busy, and so we found that after school was actually a little bit stressful for them to celebrate horticulture. So we're moving it to Saturdays, and our first Saturday academy was really successful, and we had 17 students come back from the camp. So what does Project Plants look like? What does this program look like? And all of you, hopefully, they have a little schedule. This is an example of our camp week. Our program had three things that we were focusing on. One, what does horticulture and agriculture and science look like in the field? Like field trips, we would take them into the community. What does it actually look like? The second thing that we were looking at is how do we bring it back? How do we engage them in activities at the yurt? And then the third thing was team development. So you can see here, on Tuesday, we'd go to Bayer Bee Care, we'd learn about pollinators, and then we came back and we built five beehives with a local bee keeping group, and that was really awesome. On Wednesday, for example, our theme was World Wednesday. We wanted students to not only look at agriculture and horticulture in our community, but around the world. So we went to Transplanting Traditions, which is a local farm run by Burmese refugees. And so this is a community farm. The students, it was amazing to see the questions that they had about fruits and vegetables they didn't recognize, growing methods that they didn't recognize. It's all from Myanmar. And so we'd come back and we built solar ovens. We talked about different ways to cook, different ways to grow. It's pretty neat. So this is an example of coming back. We would go out, we came back. On the left, we're building vermicompost bins with power tools. That's a sure win with middle schoolers. And then on the right, we're doing a soil lesson. And shortly after that, those became clay masks over everyone's face. And then again, the third thing was team development. How do we encourage group mentality with middle schoolers? And middle schoolers have a bad rap, right? They often get pinned for being mean and exclusive and cliquey. And so we really wanted to focus on team building. So this is a game we would play called Grass Whisperer. Every student writes their name, puts it in a hat, and you draw one of your peers' names out, and you have to write something nice about them. And they loved doing this. And they would go around the circle and share one kind thing about another person in Project Plans. And so we really got to celebrate some of the things that are often overlooked in middle school students. So who were our participants? You can see here that our program grew year to year. We targeted seventh grade students. We went to middle schools across the county, and we brought them strawberry DNA extraction labs and tried to pull in those seventh grade students to our program. We got 2 sixth graders, and we got 7 eighth graders, but for the most part, seventh grade, predominantly female. And then we did have an ethnically diverse group, too, changing throughout the years. I will say again, that all of our participants were able to be part of Project Plants for free due to the generous funding of Burroughs Welcome. And so we were able to recruit students from across the county, and they could all attend for a year for free. So with this awesome program, Liz, Elizabeth, and I asked, do supplemental science programs effectively increase student interest and attitudes? And how does group work impact their experience? We had 4 instruments that we collected data from. One was the Burroughs Welcome Fund survey. One was a pre-post survey that examined the importance of science. One was focus groups, and then we collected writing samples from our students. And over the last 2 years and these 4 instruments, we can positively say that Project Plants is an effective model. We found significant correlation between positive science attitudes and self-efficacy. We did not find a correlation between interest and demographics, which is consistent with prior research, and it is interesting to note. Our pre-post samples showed significant gains in attitudes, and our writing samples showed really consistent and strong themes of the importance of friendship and peers. So our positive correlation, students who responded that they were more confident in science because of Project Plants said that they were more likely to pursue science in the future. So that is awesome. And then we found that students who responded positively to understanding what scientists do, what does it look like in the community, horticulture, agriculture, students who understood what people do are more likely to say that it's important to them. Science is important in everyday life. So that's pretty neat also. Our pre-post assessments about the importance of science in everyday life in the beginning was right in the middle. Students were not sure if it's important. They said neither. This was a 5-point Likert scale, and our post assessment, we moved the needle. And so our students confidently said that they agree. Science is important, so that's a win for us. We did take writing samples. We collected over 215 writing samples and reflections from our students over the last 2+ years. Of those, we analyzed 58, and 26 of our writing samples showed really strong and consistent themes about the importance of friends. and social opportunities for group work within this age group. For example, this is a head, hands, heart, and moving and health reflection. So this is a student on the very first day of camp, and we asked her to write down what she was thinking, what she was feeling, what she was doing, and about her health, or how she can improve the health of the community. And she said, "I was thinking of how many friends I will have." So this is on their mind. At the end of the program, we had students and parents do the same type of reflection. And one student, Jordan, who is very introverted, she would rarely talk. One of the things that she's taking away, number four, are the friends that she's made here, as well as the things that she's learned in science. Her parents, similarly, on their response, let me pull it up. Also emphasized that one of the takeaway messages for her daughter participating in this program was that not only did she have a great time, but she made friends. And this was a consistent theme again in many of the writing samples that we looked at. Our fourth data collection was in focus groups, and as Mary said earlier, focus groups with middle school students are interesting and hilarious, and you do learn a lot. So we asked them how they felt about science and how they felt about this program. And this was one of my favorite conversations to share with you.
Okay, what did you think about when you first heard about an agriculture horticulture camp?
I was lame.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was lame.
Yeah,
I thought it was lame, too.
You thought it was lame?
I'm sorry.
My mom forced me to
say it.
Okay, is camp different than you thought it would be?
Yes.
This year that was fun.
Yeah,
that
was
great. It's really fun.
It's fun.
Anything
about
Mom wants
me to go, she was
going
to
be boring.
Except for this one. My mom did good this time.
So that was pretty inspiring conversation with middle schoolers. And you can hear the laughter. The friend groups that formed in this program were really strong. And that became a really prominent theme in our work. So how does it all connect? Can supplemental horticulture programs increase interest and attitudes for middle schoolers? Yeah, they can. And we saw that in Project Plants. This is a successful model in doing that. Does group work impact student experience in horticulture programs? Yeah, it does. And we saw that in our writing samples. Though, moving forward, we do hope to capture that in surveys by asking students about their peers and about group work. Self-efficacy is really crucial in pursuing STEM, and we're really interested now, too, to look at group efficacy. Not only can students believe in what they're capable of doing, but as a team, do they believe that the team can do it with the help of their peers? So, again, in closing, we're taking away that these programs are effective, they are important. And as educators, not only is it important for us to craft curriculum that's engaging, that goes out into the community and brings it back home, but it's important for us to recognize that middle school students are also really interested in friends and social opportunities. So how can we create a great marriage between social opportunities and science and horticulture is a great place to start. So thank you. Do we have time for questions?
Nope.
Does anyone have any questions? Yep.
I'm just a little confused about what was handed out as a week-long program versus
sure.
A one-day a week program.
Sure. So each year the program starts with a summer camp. We start with a bang in the summer and it's awesome. And then throughout the year we continue to see these students. So the first year it was once a month after school, the second year it was weekly after school, and this year it's once a month on Saturday. So, thank you. Sure.
I was just wondering, what do you think is the average cost?
Sure. We do have that breakdown. The average cost per camper for that week is about $126, which is pretty great. All of the activities that we go to are free. Community members step in. And for the after-school program last year, it was about $300 a student, but that is kind of hard to look at. Our bus driver, the bus, we're not sure how accurate that number is. They also ate a lot of snacks, so we're not really sure. But hopefully Saturday Science Academies will be less expensive and more plausible for people across the country. Yeah. Thank you.